ち上がる時、横浜
Good evening and welcome to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westbay, your host this evening, June 12th, 2005. Tonight we've got the Tokyo Yomiuri Giants hosting the Seibu Lions at Tokyo Dome. Uchiumi takes the mound for the Tokyo Giants this evening. And we're about a minute away from game time. Let's quickly go through other scores in interleague play this afternoon. The Yokohama Bay Stars defeated the Oryx Blue Wave, or are defeating the Oryx Blue Wave in the eighth inning at Yokohama Stadium. The Chunichi Dragons are down 10-3 in the 8th inning, facing the Chibolote Marines at Nagoya Dome. The Hanshin Tigers, hosting Nippon Ham, are trailing 3-10 as well at Koshien Stadium. At Fullcast Stadium, the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles have defeated the Hiroshima Carp 4-3. The Eagles are riding a several-game winning streak. Hiroshima not doing nearly as well. And SoftBank lost to Yakult 1-5 at Yahoo Dome in Fukuoka. The first pitch by Utsumi in this game is a called strike one. The next pitch is one bounder to Kuriyama for ball one. The third offering to leadoff batter Kuriyama misses out and away. Ball two. One strike, two balls now the count. And the fourth offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. That ball goes out of play. It had the distance for a home run, but well foul. This is Utsumi's 11th game. He is 3-5 with a 4.84 ERA on the season. Seibu's Kuriyama stands in. The 2-2 pitch swung on and lined over the shortstop into left center for a base hit. That ball is rolling all the way to the wall, and by the time left fielder comes up with it and throws it back, Kuriyama is standing on second base with a leadoff double. That'll bring up Okawari Nakamura. Nakamura, very popular recently, a slightly chubby batter. Huh? That doesn't look like Nakamura. It's Takagi up next. Okay. Takagi is the second batter of the inning for Cebu, and he takes first pitch for a called strike one. Nakayama is in the on-deck circle. It looks like I got my order a little messed up there. The next offering is swung on and one bounder back to the pitcher. Utsumi has the ball, looks the runner back to second base, and throws to first for out number one. Now Nakamura comes up. Nakamura, a 21-year-old, in his fourth year as a Cebu Lion. This is his first year of really getting a lot of playing time, and he's been hitting with a lot of power in a lot of clutch situations. He's takes first pitch outside and low for ball one. He's called Okawari because he loves to ask for seconds, and that's where his slightly round figure shows. Second pitch taken outside, ball two. One strike, two balls the count. Nakamura's batting 295, 12 home runs, 29 RBIs on the season. Next pitch taken for a called strike one on the outside corner. Fans in the outfield are holding up big giant bowls of rice that say, Okawari! The next offering swung on and lifted back to the backstop. Catcher does not give chase. And the ball goes back into the stands behind home plate. The next offering misses just outside for ball three. That brings the count full at two strikes, three balls. We have one out. Leadoff batter Kuriyama with a leadoff double is on second base still. The next pitch is swung on and lifted deep. Munkunashi koringa haitta! Home run! Wow, Nakamura got all of that ball and deposited it deep into the left field stands. We have three batters and the Cebu Lions are up by a score of 2-0 here in the top of the first inning. Nakamura has some power. And he's not the only one on the Cebu Lions with power. Up next is Alex Cabrera. The first offering down the middle called strike one to Cabrera. I guess that's the only pitch Cabrera wasn't expecting, right? Next pitch, just misses inside. Looked like a pretty good pitch. I watched a little bit of the Giants game. Was it yesterday or Friday? The pitcher hit Cabrera in the hip. Next pitch misses outside for ball two. And Wada followed that by hitting a home run. So pitching around Cabrera isn't a wise thing to do. Next pitch swung on in line just foul of the third baseline. next offering swung on and lifted up high to the right side. The first baseman gives chase, but that ball drops into the stands and out of play. That evens the count at 2-2. We're in the top of the first inning. The Cebu Lions had a leadoff double by Kuriyama. Takagi grounded out to the pitcher, and Nakamura hit a huge home run to left field to put the Lions up 2-0. Next pitch to Cabrera is swung on and lifted high to right center. Right fielder going back, looks up, haita! Home run! Cabrera going the other way for back-to-back home runs by Nakamura and Cabrera. Cabrera goes around the diamond slowly, puts both feet on home plate, gives a little cross as he crosses home plate over his chest, and the Cebu Lions, with one out, are up 3-0. Utsumi being hit hard here in the first inning. Horiuchi Kantoku is going out to have a talk with his starting pitcher. Utsumi has thrown to four batters so far, given up three hits, one double, and two home runs. Cabrera's home run about, 20 rows back into the right field stands. He got so far under it, I didn't really think that it was going to carry that far. Wind is certainly not a factor at Tokyo Dome. First pitch to Wada, misses outside for ball one. Wada, as I mentioned, also a big home run threat. He's got 10 home runs on the season, 30 RBIs. Next pitch, in at the knees, called strike one. As I said, either yesterday or the day before, right after Cabrera was hit by a pitch, Wada jacked one out. Next pitch swung on and fouled off the right field fence, just right of the foul pole. Utsumi into the windup, and the next pitch is swung on and lifted to shallow center field. Rhodes comes in, but plays the ball on a hop. And that's the fourth hit for Cebu this inning. Putting a runner at first base, three runs in so far. And shortstop Nakajima comes up next. The first offering to Nakajima is swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Strike one. Wakui, the Lions' starting pitcher, was warming up outside the third base dugout, but has gone back in. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Two strikes, no balls, the count. Wakui comes back out and throws a little more. This is his fifth game. He's got no wins, two losses, a 5.84 ERA. Utsumi takes a little bit too long. Nakajima steps out, calling time. Nakajima batting .273, three home runs on the season. The next pitch is grounded to the left side. Third baseman Kokubo lets the ball go foul. Count remains two strikes, no balls. Nakajima takes his time getting his sign from the third base coach. And the two-strike, no-ball pitch, low and away, ball one. Nakajima filling in for Matsui Kazuo, who went to the New York Mets last year. And he's been doing a very good job at shortstop. Except, of course, for every time I watch him. I don't know. There are just some players that I seem to jinx when I watch him. The next pitch is swung on, grounder to shortstop. He throws to second for one. The relay to first is not in time. Fielder's choice. So that'll bring up center fielder Okada, number 7 batter for the Cebu Lions here in the first inning. Runner at first, two outs now. Three runs in so far for Cebu. The first offering to Okada misses low and away, ball one. Okada batting .265, two home runs and 12 RBIs on the season. Swings to the next pitch, grounded to short, who throws to second for the force, and the side is retired. But not before back-to-back home runs by Nakamura and Cabrera put the Cebu Lions up 3-0 here in the first inning. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Cebu Lions scored three runs, a two-run home run by Nakamura, and a solo home run immediately following that by Cabrera in the top of the first inning. We're going to the bottom of the first here at Tokyo Dome. Wakui on the mound for the Cebu Lions. He's in his first year. First rookie since Matsuzaka to get a start his first year. He's only 18 years of age and already on the big stage here against the Giants. And his first pitch to Shimizu is down the middle, called strike one. The second offering catches the inside corner for a called strike two to Shimizu. And the third offering swung on and grounded back to Wakui, who throws on to first for out number one. That will bring up shortstop Nioka. The first offering to Nioka misses just inside for ball one. Nioka batting .263 with 5 home runs and 17 RBIs. Giants' main shortstop for the last couple of years. Next pitch is fouled off to the right-hand side and out of play. Wakui working fairly quickly. The next offering misses just low and away. Ball two. Not a bad pitch by Wakui. The fourth offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Giants finding themselves behind 3-0 after half an inning. Shimizu led off the inning, the bottom half of the first, grounding out back to Wakui on the mound. Nioka swings at the next pitch, firing the ball up the right-hand side of the field. Foul. Nioka against Wakui is 2-for-3 with no home runs, and he struck out once. The next pitch, another weak grounder back to Wakui, who throws over to Cabrera at first for out number two. That's two groundouts back to the pitcher. And that will bring up Rhodes. Rhodes stands in, left-handed batter, facing the right-handed Wakui, and he takes the first pitch for a called strike one. Curveball coming in right down the middle. Next pitch misses outside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Rhodes hit a solo home run in last night's game, making it two games in a row that he's hit a home run. Next pitch misses low for ball two. In the last five games, Rhodes is hitting .316, 6-for-19. With 2 home runs and 4 RBIs. The 2 home runs coming in the last 2 of those 5 games. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. That evens the count at 2-2. With 2 down here in the bottom of the first inning. Cebu leading this one 3-0. 2-2 pitch. Ooh! Catcher Noda thought that that was strike three, but the umpire says no. That brings the count to full against Rhodes. Pitch was just slightly inside. The Shoba pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. And that retires the Giants in order here in the bottom of the first inning. So, after one complete inning of play, the score is the Cebu Lions 3, the Yomiuri Giants nothing. I'd like to go down the current interleague standings. In first place is Lotte, 21-10. The SoftBank Hawks are just behind them, 20-11. Hanshin Tigers are in third place, 19-11, with two ties. Both Lotte and SoftBank have one tie apiece in interleague play. The Yakult Swallows are in fourth place, 18-13. Oryx are in fifth place, 16-13, with three ties. Yokohama is now in sixth place, 16-14, finally able to break that 500 barrier. The Cebu Lions are in seventh place, 16-15, just one game over 500, and they're facing the eighth place Yomiuri Giants this evening, who are 14-14 in interleague play, with four ties. The Chunichi Dragons are quite a bit below 500. It seems that the last four teams here are all the whipping boys for the top seven teams. The Chunichi Dragons are 13-19 in ninth place. In 10th place is Hiroshima, 11-20. Rakuten is 10-20. They got their 10th interleague win yesterday. And the Nippon Ham Fighters are losing. They haven't won a game in over a week now. Are 8-22. Back to the game. Center fielder Okada leads off the second inning for the Cebu Lions. He takes the first pitch for a called strike one, and the second pitch misses low for ball one. 1-1 the count to the leadoff batter for the second inning, number 7 batting Okada. The third pitch is grounded to Nioka at shortstop, who throws over to Kiyohara for out number 1. And that'll bring up catcher Noda. No. Wakui is getting up in for the on deck. No. Okay. It looks like I was one batter off here. Okada finished the first inning, was the last batter in the first inning, hitting into a fielder's choice. Noda grounded out 6-3 for the first out. And pitcher Wakui is now up to bat, this being Central League ballpark. And he goes down swinging on three pitches for the second out of the inning. That will bring us to the top of the order in Kuriyama. Kuriyama led off the first inning with a double to left center, batting .314 on the season, four home runs and 16 RBIs. Takes first pitch inside for ball one. Left-handed batter, he slapped the ball the other way, his first at bat. The second offering, swung on and missed, strike one. The next offering swung on and pulled to the right side. Second baseman comes over, throws to first, and gets the speedy Kuriyama by about 3 steps. And that retires the Lions in order here in the second inning. So we're going to the bottom of the second inning. The Cebu Lions continue to lead this one 3-0. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. All of the other games are now finals here in interleague play this afternoon. The Yokohama Bay Stars defeated Oryx at Yokohama 8-7. Lotte defeated the Chunichi Dragons at Nagoya Dome 10-4. Nippon Ham finally broke their losing streak, defeating the Hanshin Tigers 10-3 at Koshien Stadium. The Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles defeated Hiroshima 4-3. The Eagles are on a bit of a winning streak, I think. They've been doing very well since finally breaking that 10-win barrier. And the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks lost to the Yakult Swallows 1-5. At Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. Here at Tokyo Dome, the Cebu Lions lead this one 3-0 after 1.5 innings. The Giants are coming up to bat in the bottom of the second. They'll be sending up numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters, Kokubo Takahashi and Kiyohara. Kokubo stands in. The first pitch catches the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. The second offering misses out and away. Ball one. The Cebu Lions scoring their runs on 2 home runs in the first inning. A two-run shot by Nakamura, followed by a solo shot by Cabrera. Next pitch misses low and away, ball two. Wakui on the mound for the Cebu Lions. Next offering drops out of the strike zone. For ball three, 1 strike, 3 balls to count to Kokubo. The next offering swung on and lifted to foul territory. Noda gives chase, coming over to the first base dugout, but that ball goes up into the stands and out of play. That brings the count full to leadoff batter Kokubo here in the bottom of the second inning. The next offering swung on and drilled deep to left, but foul. Nothing more than a foul ball by Kokubo here. Getting all the way around on that pitch. The Shobu pitch misses inside. Ball four. The Giants have their first base runner of the evening. The first base on balls given up by Wakui. That'll bring up Takahashi Yoshinobu. Takahashi batting .298 on the season, 9 home runs and 19 RBIs. He spent a little time on the DL after crashing into the right field fence earlier this season. And he's swinging at the first pitch, pulling the ball up the right field line. That ball is fair and going into the corner. Kokubo rounds second, heads to third. And he is in there at third base while Takahashi has himself a stand-up double. The Giants have runners at second and third and nobody out here in the second inning. Ball hit beautifully into the right field corner by Takahashi Yoshinobu. And that'll bring up first baseman Kiyohara. Kiyohara is only batting .198 so far this season, but has 12 home runs and 28 RBIs. It's been pretty much all or nothing for Kiyohara this season. Still a fan favorite, no matter how poorly he may be batting. And of course, he's always a threat with a home run. Fouls the first pitch off and out of play. Behind the home plate. Fans chanting Kiyohara. And he swings at the next pitch, bringing this ball deep to right center. Both right fielder and center fielder go back. Look up. Haita! Home run! Kiyohara evens this game with a 3-run home run to right center into the Giants fans. Oendon here at Tokyo Dome. As I said, doesn't matter how bad Kiyohara may be batting, he's always a threat with the long ball. That's the Giants for you. Anytime, anywhere, they can get a home run. And three... a base on balls followed by two consecutive hits, the big one being Kiyohara's home run, ties this ball game up at 3-3. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning. That's Kiyohara's 505th career home run, 1,470th RBI, and 2,044th career hit. Abe, up next, takes the first pitch for strike one. Second pitch misses low and away for ball one. 1-1 the count. Abe batting .333 with 13 home runs. Next offering misses in the dirt. One strike, two balls, now the count. In the last five games, Abe is 8-16 with a home run and three RBIs. .500 average. Really hot lately. Next offering called strike one, evening the count at 2-2. Abe ready. Wakui's next offering swung on and grounded back up the middle. Second baseman has the ball behind second base bag. Throws to first just in time. No. Hit. It's an infield hit for Abe. Second baseman Takagi made a great play on that ball, getting it behind the second base bag and throwing while his momentum was carrying him out to left. But Abe just beat out the ball for the Giants' third consecutive hit this inning. There's a short powwow on the mound with the infield. Next up, second baseman Nishi. Seibu looking to turn a double play here with the pitcher batting next. Nobody out here in the bottom of this second inning. Kiyohara's three-run home run tied this game up at 3-3. All six runs in this game via the home run. Wakui throws over to first. Abe back standing up. Right-handed pitcher, Wakui. First year, 18-year-old, right out of high school. The first pitch to Nishi is taken for a called strike one. Nishi batting .277 with 5 home runs and 19 RBIs on the season. Giants regular second baseman for a number of years now. The next pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side. Ball bouncing into the excite seats at ground level here at Tokyo Dome. No netting in front of them, just right there on the field. Wakui's next offering in the dirt, blocked by Noda. Noda chases the ball out in front of him as it got a little bit away from him. But Abe is not running. The next offering misses inside and low. Ball two. Two and two the count to number eight batting Nishi. Got a runner at first base. Three runs in so far on Kiyohara's big three-run home run to right center. Next pitch misses low. Over the outside part of the plate. Ball three. Full count now to Nishi. Wakui comes set. And the pitch. Swung on and grounded to the left side and threw into left field for a base hit. Wada comes up with it, throws the ball in, and the Giants still have nobody out here in the bottom of the second. After a leadoff base on balls by Kokubo, a double by Takahashi, and a home run by Kiyohara put the Giants up tied this ball game 3-3. Abe then singled, Nishi singled, making it four hits in a row for the Giants. Next up, pitcher Utsumi. Utsumi is 1 for 14 on the year, only batting in interleague play, for an 0.71 batting average. No home runs, no RBIs. He's up there to sacrifice, showing bunt all the way. And he takes the first pitch down the middle for a called strike one. Oh, sorry, the Giants are batting. Utsumi, of course, bats in the Central League. Utsumi showing bunt all the way. The second offering, called strike two. The ball going under Utsumi's bat. Two strikes, no balls. Now the count to the opposing pitcher, Utsumi. Waku has thrown 38 pitches so far this game. 24 for strikes, 14 for balls. This inning, four hits in a row, including a big three-run home run by Kiyohara, tying this game up at 3-3. Utsumi showing bunt. He lays down the third pitch. That one's fair. And catcher Noda is up with it, but has nowhere to throw. Nice bunt up the third baseline by Utsumi. Nobody out. Bases loaded. And number one batting, Shimizu, coming up to the plate. Nice bunt by Utsumi with two strikes on him. After retiring the Giants in order in the first inning, Wakui cannot get an out here in the second. He's still in there, though. Next up, Shimizu. 2 for 4 with the bases loaded in his career. And he takes the first pitch up high and away. Ball one. Infield playing slightly in. Lions not able to afford to let any more in. This season, Shimizu is batting .292 with 8 home runs and 26 RBIs. And he takes the next pitch low. Ball two. Wakui digging himself a hole here. Bases loaded. Nobody out in the bottom of the second inning. This ball game now tied up, 3-3. Next pitch, swung on in line to right field. Going deep. Haita! Home run! Grand slam home run by Shimizu. This puts the Giants up 7-3. Wakui cannot get an out here in the second inning. Grand slam home run by Shimizu. Puts the Giants up 7-3 here in the second inning with nobody out. And the pitching coach comes out. And Wakui is headed after facing just 10 batters, throwing 42 pitches. Shimizu comes out and takes a curtain call. Wakui was perfect in the first inning, putting the Giants down in order, but cannot even buy an out here in the second inning. Nagata comes in to relieve Wakui. Lions go to the bench early here in this one. The Giants taking a commanding 7-3 lead here in the second inning. Still batting with nobody out. In the meantime, let's take a look at the Central and Pacific League standings. The Hanshin Tigers are 2 games in first place over the Chunichi Dragons with a 34-25 record. 3 ties. Chunichi Dragons are 33-28, 2 games behind Hanshin. The Yakult Swallows are just 3 games out, 30-27. Yokohama Bay Stars, 1 game over 500 and 4 games out of first place, are in fourth place. And these Giants are tied with the Hiroshima Toyo Carp for fifth place. Each of them 24-33, the Giants having tied 4 games to Hiroshima's 2, both 9 games out of first place. In the Pacific League, the Chibolote Marines are starting to run away with it. A 7-14 winning percentage, 45-18 with 1 tie, but SoftBank Hawks are soon behind them, trying to keep pace, just 3.5 games out, 43-23 with 1 tie. The Cebu Lions are in third place, 477 winning percentage, 31-34. That's 3 games under 500. The Oryx Buffaloes hitting fairly well, are playing fairly well against the Central League teams, are 29-32, also 15 games out of first place. Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters are 25-37. They broke their losing streak this afternoon, 403 winning percentage, 19.5 games out of first place. And the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles are doing pretty well, but still in last place, 17-46, 28 games out of first. Nioka the batter, and he takes the first pitch from Nakata for a called strike one. Second offering, Nioka reaches for the outside pitch and misses. Strike two. Now to Nioka. The third offering just misses outside for ball one. 2 strikes, 1 ball, now the count. Nakata, the second pitcher of the evening for Cebu, here in the bottom of the second inning. Next pitch is lifted high to the right side. Cabrera, just behind the first base bag, makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up Tuffy Rhodes. Rhodes struck out swinging his first at bat. Utsumi for the Giants is throwing outside the first base dugout. getting warm. Rhodes shakes his bat, comes ready, and takes first pitch high for ball one. Rhodes likes to shake his bat around as the pitcher goes into his windup. Batting 227, 15 home runs and 40 RBIs on the season. Takes the next pitch low and in, ball two. No strikes, two balls the count. Nakata, despite nobody on pitching from the stretch. Next pitch, grounded to the right side. Cabrera doesn't lean over far enough. The ball goes past him and into right field for a base hit. I know I was kind of suffering from that in softball practice this morning. Unable to bend down. I don't know why. Lower back was hurting a little bit. But I know that I was having trouble with ground balls today. It's a shame seeing Cabrera having the same trouble. I do hope that he doesn't have a bad back. That'll bring up Kokubo, who led off this inning with a base on balls. We've batted around here. First pitch called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Kokubo leading the Central League with 17 home runs right now. Takes the next pitch inside, ball one. 1-1 the count with one down and a runner at first here in the bottom of the second inning. The next pitch swung on and hit back to the pitcher off his knee. The second baseman runs the ball down, smothers it, throws to second in hopes of getting Rhodes rounding the base, but Rhodes is there. Kokubo has an infield hit off of the pitcher. Trainer goes out to have a talk with the pitcher. It looks like the pitcher is saying the ball hit his hand. His pitching hand. Ah. After the windup, the hand was down on the left side of the pitcher's body with the follow-through. The ball came back and hit his fingers. Ah, that's Osada on the mound, not Nakata. It's, the kanji is Nakata, but it's pronounced Osada. I'm really not doing well with the Cebu Lions names tonight. He's taking a few practice pitches to see if he's okay. He's shaking his head yes, saying, yeah, I'm okay. Takagi confirming that his knee is also okay, as everybody seems to be mostly concerned about his pitching hand. He says yes. So up comes Takahashi Yoshinobu. Takahashi hit a double, his first at bat this inning. Batting 303, 9 home runs, 19 RBIs. Left-handed batter. Osada comes set. The first pitch is in the dirt. Blocked well by Noda. Ball one. Osada and Takahashi from the same university. Waseda University? No. I forget which university it was. Takahashi grounds the ball up the middle, past the pitcher, into center field. Rhodes kicks third, comes home, scores! The Giants are up 8-3. Kokubo heads over to third base on the base hit. And that will bring up Kiyohara. Ah, sorry, Kokubo did hold at second base. Kokubo held at second base. Throw coming back to the pitcher who cut the ball off and held the runner. And Kiyohara is swinging big at the first pitch. Looking for another home run. Looks a little embarrassed by that swing. Home run in this top, or his first time in this second inning. His 505th career home run. The second offering called strike two on the outside part of the plate. Kiyohara now batting 202, got over that 200 mark with his home run his first at bat. Next pitch fouled off to the right-hand side and out of play. Count remains two strikes, no balls to Kiyohara. Kiyohara only has five home runs to reach Ochiai for 510 home runs, career home runs, ranked fifth in NPB history. Next pitch, swung on and hit deep to left field, but Wada calls for the ball in front of the warning track, throws the ball back to third base, holding the runner. A long second out by Kiyohara. Two down. That'll bring up catcher Abe. Abe kept this thing going with a base hit and later a run scored on Shimizu's Grand Slam home run earlier this same inning. 13th batter here in the bottom of the second for the Giants. And he lifts the ball deep to right center, or straightaway center. Center fielder Akada goes back at the wall, jumps, runs into the wall, makes the catch. Out number three. So the Giants put together eight runs here in the bottom of the second inning. On nine hits. No errors. One base on ball. And after two complete, the Giants now lead this one 8-3. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're leading off the top of the third inning with Takagi. He takes the first pitch for ball one, and the second pitch is just catches the outside corner, or outside part of the plate, for strike one, evening the count at 1-1. Utsumi on the mound for the Giants. Next offering catches the outside corner for a called strike two. Two strikes, one ball the count. Utsumi was hit a little bit in the first inning. Next pitch misses low and away. Ball two, evening the count at 2-2. Nakamura hit a two-run home run, followed by Cabrera's solo home run to put the Cebu Lions temporarily in the lead, 3-0. Next pitch grounded to Kiyohara, just behind the first base bag, who takes the ball to the bag himself. One out. But the Giants send 13 to the plate in the bottom of the second inning, scoring 8. Thanks to Kiyohara's three-run home run and Shimizu's grand slam. First pitch to number three batting Nakamura, who hit a home run in his first at-bat, called strike one. Next pitch over his head. Nakamura ducks out of the way of that one. Ball one. Nakamura has hit multiple home runs in three games. Another reason why he likes the nickname Okawati. Not just that he likes to have seconds with his meals. Next pitch misses up and away. Ball two. Evening the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch misses inside, ball three. Full count now to Okawari Nakamura. Next pitch, called strike three on the inside corner. Two away. Nakamura heads back to the third base dugout. That'll bring up Cabrera. Alex hitting a solo shot to right center. His first at bat. He'll be trying to get some momentum going the Lions' way here, as everything has turned to favor the Giants. He swings and fouls the first pitch off to the right side and out of play. Batting 267, 14 home runs, 38 RBIs on the season. The second offering swung on and pulled, this time foul past the third base coach. Last year, Cabrera only had 25 home runs, as due to a injury he suffered during the pregame season, caused him to only participate in 64 games. Next pitch lifted high to the right side. Nishi goes over and on the line with to foul territory. Behind the first base bag in shallow right field, makes the catch for out number three. So the Lions go down in order for the second time in a row. At the end of 2.5, the Lions are trailing this one 3-8. Let's go. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the third inning. We'll see numbers 8, 9, and 1 batters for the Giants, Nishi, Utsumi, and Shimizu. Nishi singled his first at bat. The first offering by Osada misses low and away, ball one. The second offering called strike one on the outside part of the plate. The next pitch in the dirt goes under catcher Noda and hits the umpire on the leg. Umpire walks it off a little bit. And everybody comes set again. One strike, two balls to count. Next pitch in the dirt, this time caught by Noda. Ball three. The next pitch just catches the outside corner. Nishi wanted to take first, but comes back. Nishi took one step toward first base before correcting himself. Next pitch on the outside corner, swung on and grounded to the third base. Third baseman is up with it, throws a one-bounder to Cabrera, who pulls the ball in. It looked like Nishi was safe to me, but he's called out by the first base umpire. One away. Nakamura pumped there at first base, and on the replay, ooh, it looks like Nishi was safe there. So up comes Utsumi. Utsumi sacrificed bunting in the first, beat the ball out for a base hit. Bunting on the third strike. And he's quickly in the hole. Two strikes, no balls here in the third inning. The third offering swung on a miss. Strikeout swinging. That's the second out of the inning. And we go up to Shimizu, who hit a big grand slam home run, putting the Giants up 7-3 at the time in the second inning. The first pitch to Shimizu catches the inside corner for a called strike one. Osada comes set. Next pitch swung on and lifted to right field. Right fielder Kuriyama comes in on the dash, makes a basket catch for out number three. The Giants go down in order for the second time in three innings. But that big second inning holds up. Giants lead this one after three complete, 8-3. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Seibu Lions being hosted by the Yomiuri Giants here at Tokyo Dome this evening. Game time started at 5 o'clock Japan Standard Time, 1 hour earlier than most games here at Tokyo Dome. As the Giants are trying to be a little more family friendly this year. We'll be seeing the heart of the Lions order, Wada, Nakajima, and Okada. First pitch to Wada, called strike one. Utsumi, starting pitcher for the Giants, on the mound. After a shaky first, he's settled down and gotten retired the Lions 2 innings in a row, 3 up, 3 down. Next pitch, called strike two. Third offering, swung on and grounded back up the middle, just left of the second base bag and into center field for a base hit. That's Wada's second base hit on the evening. And that'll bring up shortstop Nakajima. Runner at first, nobody out. First base runner since the first inning for the Lions. We're in the top of the fourth. Nakajima grounds the ball to the right side. Second baseman Nishi comes in, fields the ball, throws quickly to first base for the out, for the force out. Wada goes to second. And Okada comes up to the plate. First pitch to Okada, called strike one down the middle. Utsumi in his 11th game, 3-5 on the season. Okada swings and misses the next pitch. Strike two. Utsumi's thrown 59 pitches so far this game. 43 of them for strikes. Next pitch misses high and away. Ball one. He has not given up a walk and has struck out one so far. Okada batting .263 on the season. Grounded out to short his first at bat. Takes the next pitch outside, ball two. 2-2 now the count. Two and two the count, runner at second base. One out. Next pitch, swung on and grounded to the right side. Kiyohara has the ball, he'll take the ball to the bag himself. While Wada heads over to third base. That'll bring up catcher Noda, left-handed batter, facing the left-handed Utsumi on the mound. The first pitch to Noda, swung on and grounded to the left side. Nioka has the ball, throws over to Kiyohara for the out, and the Lions are retired. So the Lions get a leadoff base hit, bring Wada around to third, but have nothing to show for it. At the end of 3.5 innings, the Giants continue to lead this one 8-3. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Giants will be sending up Nioka, Rhodes, and Kokubo, numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters in their lineup, here in the bottom of the fourth inning. All but one run in this game has been scored on a home run. Nakamura hit a two-run home run in the top of the first inning for the Lions, followed by Cabrera's solo shot to put the Lions up 3-0. Giants' Kiyohara hit a three-run home run in the bottom of the second, followed by Shimizu's grand slam to put the Giants up 7-3. Nioka takes first pitch for a called strike one. Takahashi then drove in a run with a single a few batters later. Nioka lines the ball to right field, but right at right fielder Kuriyama, who comes in a couple of steps to make the catch for out number one. That brings up number three batter, Rhodes. Rhodes struck out swinging and singled to right so far this game. And he's swinging at the first pitch, missing, strike one. Rhodes is batting 230 on the season, 15 home runs and 40 RBIs. Shakes his bat, now comes ready, takes the next pitch low for ball one. In the last five games, Rhodes has been batting 316 with two home runs and four RBIs. Next pitch misses low and in, ball two. One strike, two balls, now the count. Giants didn't start off the season hitting very many home runs, but as of late, they've returned to that being their MO for winning games. And they're leading this one with home runs. Rhodes fouls the next pitch off to the right side, past the first base dugout. 2-2 now the count. Rhodes at bat. Osada on the mound. Next pitch, swung on and hit deep to right. Right fielder does nothing but look up. Haita! Home run! Giants' third home run of this game. That puts the Giants up 9-3. Commanding lead here in the fourth inning. That'll bring up Kokubo as Rhodes celebrates with his teammates in the first base dugout. Kokubo takes first pitch low and in, ball one. The next pitch, one bounder to Noda. Noda stops the ball very well. No strikes, two balls, now the count. Next pitch, one bounder, stopped well by Noda again. No strikes, three balls to Kokubo. Kokubo has singled and hit a comebacker to Osada. Next pitch, called strike one. Little inside, umpire giving him the benefit of the doubt. As umpires often do. If you're close, the umpire will often give it to you on a no-strike three-ball count. Kokobo lifts the next pitch up high to the right side. Cabrera slowly walks over and in foul territory next to the first base bag makes the catch for out number two. Cabrera really took his time moving over there to make the catch, but obviously looked sure of himself there. That will bring up Takahashi Yoshinobu, Giants right fielder. The first offering misses high and away. Ball one. Osada comes set. Next pitch taken for a called strike one. Actually, I missed one pitch while TV was showing highlights. Up until now, the count is one strike, two balls. And the next offering is lifted high to the left side. Okawadi Nakamura comes over. And in front of the third base dugout, the ball goes into his glove and out of it. It looks like it hit the palm of his glove. He drops it. I'd call that an error. Dropping in for a foul ball. Takahashi stays alive here. Two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. One run in so far. Rhodes' solo home run. Takahashi swings and lines the ball deep to right field, but foul. Lotte winning today and SoftBank losing puts the Chiba Lotte Marines up by 4.5 games in the Pacific League. They're really trying to run away with this one. Takahashi fouls the next pitch off to the left side and out of play. The next offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Cabrera has this one. Jogs to the bag himself. And the side is retired. But not before Tuffy Rhodes hits a home run to right field to put the Giants up by a score of 9-3 after four complete. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the fifth inning. Seibu should be sending up the pitcher spot. Currently, Osada. it looks like we have a pinch hitter. Who takes first pitch for a called strike one, fouls the next pitch off to the third base coach. Two quick strikes on Miyazaki. The next offering, swung on and lined to right field. Takahashi comes in and on the run makes the catch for out number one. So we go back to the top of the order. In Kuriyama. Kuriyama doubled to lead off the game and has grounded out to second base so far. We're in the top of the fifth inning. The Giants lead this one by a score of 9-3. Three home runs for the Giants, two for Cebu. Kuriyama swings and misses at the first pitch. Strike one. Central League is a very close race. Next pitch misses high and away. Ball one, 1-1. The top two teams, Hanshin and Chunichi, both lost today with 3-4 Yakult and Yokohama winning. So only three games now separate first from last. Next pitch called strike two. Up in the strike zone. Next pitch. Umpire says Kuriyama failed to hold up. Strikeout swinging for out number two. That'll bring up second baseman Takagi. Takagi has grounded out to the pitcher and grounded out to first so far this game. The first offering to Takagi, called strike one. Up in the strike zone, down the middle of the plate. Looked like Takagi tried to duck out of that one. Umpire wasn't taking that one. Next pitch, swung on and grounded to the left side. Nioka dives for the ball, comes up, but does not have a play. Infield base hit. Takagi, a speedy base runner, a threat to steal. That'll bring up Okawari Nakamura. Nakamura has one home run on the night. He'd like to take seconds on that against Utsumi, but takes the first pitch low and away for ball one. Next pitch misses outside ball two. No strikes, two balls the count. Nakamura very popular with the Cebu Lions fans out in left field stands. Swings and misses at the next pitch. Strike one. One strike, two balls now the count. The next offering catches the inside part of the plate, called strike two. 2-2 now the count. Nakamura hit 83 home runs in high school. Big slugger. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three. That's the second time Nakamura has gone down on strikes this evening. And the last batter for the Lions here in the top of the fifth. After four and a half, the Lions continue to trail this one. 9-3. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Giants will be sending up Kiyohara, Abe, and Nishi, number 6, 7, 8 in the lineup. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Giants put together 8 runs in the second inning, sending up 13 batters. After that, they scored the 9th run on Rhodes' home run to right field in the bottom of the 4th. Otherwise, the Giants have been pretty quiet. Kiyohara coming up to the plate now. Kiyohara having hit a big 3-run home run that tied this ball game for the time being in the bottom of the second inning. And later in the second inning, he flied out to left. Kiyohara now has 505 career home runs. And in to pitch for the Cebu Lions is Shotsu, I think. He gets 2 quick strikes on Kiyohara. Misses with the next pitch. Outside. Yes, Shotsu is on the mound now. 8th year player. Next pitch misses low. Ball 2. 2-2 now the count. The 2-2 pitch, looked good. Maybe a little low on the outside corner. Ball 3. That brings the count full. Kiyohara has 5 home runs to go to reach the number 5 plateau for career home runs of 510 held by Chunichi's manager, Ochiai. Kiyohara lifts the next pitch up high to the right side of the infield. Cabrera calls Takagi off and makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up catcher Abe. The first pitch to Abe, down the middle, called strike one. Abe has a base hit and has flown out to straightaway center. Next pitch misses up high. Ball one. 1-1 now the count. One out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Giants leading this one 9-3. Next pitch. Home plate umpire says that Abe swung at the ball in the dirt. Horiuchi Kantoku throws up his arm, says, I don't know what to do about that. I don't think he thought Abe went around on it, but isn't going to say anything. Next pitch misses high and away. Ball two. 2-2. Abe is batting .331 with 13 home runs and 31 RBIs on the season. Next pitch is misses way outside. Ball three. That brings the count full. Shotsu went full to Kiyohara to the start this inning. Next pitch called strike three on the outside corner. Two away. That'll bring up Giants second baseman Nishi. Nishi has singled and grounded out to third. That ground out to third was kind of an iffy call at first. He takes first pitch up high. Ball one. Nishi's batting .279 with 5 home runs and 19 RBIs on the season. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the right-hand side and out of play. Over the last 5 games, Nishi is batting .398. Really on a hot streak. Next pitch swung on and missed. He looked totally fooled on that pitch. Seven for 18 over those last 5 games. Next pitch outside, but swung on and missed. Strike three. So Shotsu comes in, strikes out 2 of the 3 batters he faces. And at the end of 5 complete, the Giants lead this one by a score of 9-3.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the sixth inning. Lions sending up the heart of their order, Cabrera, Wada, and Nakajima. On the mound for the Giants, still starting pitcher Utsumi. Utsumi struggled through the first inning, giving up three runs, but got a lot of run support in the bottom of the second and has been very effective ever since. Shutting down the Lions. Utsumi finishes up his warm-up pitches. He's thrown 77 pitches so far, given up two home runs. Three runs altogether as the Giants lead this one 9-3. Cabrera comes up. Utsumi into the windup, and the first pitch swung on and lifted high to the right side, foul. Kiyohara comes over in foul territory after dropping his hat, makes the catch for out number one. There have been a lot of flyouts to first base this game. That brings up number five batting Wada. Wada has a pair of singles so far today. Batting 284, 10 home runs and 30 RBIs. Utsumi's first pitch is swung on and grounded to the left side. Nioka has the ball on a hop. Throws to first for out number two. Two pitches, two outs for the Lions here in the top of the sixth inning. And that'll bring up Nakajima batting 270 on the season. He's grounded out twice so far today. Fielder's choice to short and a ground out to second. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. Next pitch in the dirt bounces off the umpire and toward the first base side. Ball one. Umpires really get beat up and nobody goes out there to ask if they're okay. Next pitch swung on and grounded foul between third base coach and third base. Strike two. Next offering, swung on in line to right field, going back to the warning track is Takahashi on the warning track on a dead run, makes the catch for out number three. It's a long out for Nakajima. Doesn't help the Lions, though, as they go down in order yet again here in the sixth inning. After five and a half, they trail this one by six, 3-9. Before we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, let's have a quick review of this game. The Sable Lions struck first in the first inning. Kuriyama led off the game with a double to left center. After Takagi grounded out, Nakamura hit a two-run home run deep to left field. Cabrera followed that with a solo home run to right field to put the Lions up 3-0 after half an inning. That lead didn't hold long, though. In the bottom of the second inning, a leadoff base on balls to Kokubo, double by Takahashi, then three-run home run by Kiyohara tied this ballgame up. Abe then singled, Nishi singled, Utsumi singled, sacrificing on a three-bunt attempt, but beating the... Well, actually not even getting a throw. Utsumi hit a beautiful bunt up the third baseline, which nobody could make a play on. Then Shimizu hit a grand slam home run, putting the Giants up 7-3 at the time. Rhodes, with one out, singled, and Takahashi drove him in two batters later. Rhodes hit a solo home run in the fourth inning, and that's where we stand now. Giants up 9-3. Kawanaka comes in to pinch hit for Utsumi, and after taking strike one, lifts the ball up to the left-hand side. Nakajima calls for the ball and makes the catch for out number one. So Utsumi is now out of the game. The Giants will be sending in a new pitcher next inning. We go to the top of the order, and Shimizu, who hit a big grand slam home run in the second inning, part of Giants' big eight-run second inning. And he lines the ball into the right field corner. Kuriyama into the corner, up with it, throws the ball back to second, but not before Shimizu is standing on second base with a double. So Shimizu batting well tonight, his second hit of the evening. So with a runner at second base and one out, number two batting Nioka comes up to the plate. He takes first pitch outside for ball one. Hayashi is up and throwing in the Giants bullpen now. Next pitch called, strike one. Giants threatening to score again here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Runner at second base, one out. Nioka at the plate. Shotsu throws to second, Nakajima covering. But Shimizu is back standing up. 1-1 the count. Next pitch misses high, ball two. One strike, two balls, now the count to Nioka. The 1-2 pitch, swung on and lifted to the right side. Right fielder gives chase, but that ball goes into the stands and out of play. Shotsu, the third pitcher for the Lions this evening. Next pitch, over the outside part of the plate, Nioka swings and fouls the ball off to the right side toward the Giants dugout. Giants currently in last place, tied with the Hiroshima Carp, 9 games out of first place. Next pitch is swung on and lifted to right field. Right fielder goes back. That ball's over his head. One bounds to the fence. Shimizu rounds third, comes home, scores. And Nioka is standing on second base with a stand-up double to right. Over the right fielder's head. Giants go up 10-3. Kuriyama was playing way too far in. That'll bring up Tuffy Rhodes. Rhodes struck out his first at bat, singled his second, later scored, and hit a solo home run in the fourth inning. Rhodes shakes his bat while Nioka takes his lead from second. First pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. Rhodes only needs one more home run for his 350th career home run here in Japan. The next offering misses inside, ball one. Seventeen players so far in Pro Yaku history have reached the 350 home run plateau. Rhodes going for to be the number 18. Takes the next pitch outside, ball two. One strike, two balls to count. Next pitch, swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman has it. Throws to first for the out. Nioka moving to third on the play. That's the second out of the inning. And that brings up Kokubo. Kokubo led off the big second inning with a base on balls. Takes first pitch low and in here. Ball one. He also singled off the pitcher's knee. The ball hitting Osada's hand also on that play. But he stayed in. Next pitch misses, ball two. The third offering to Kokubo. Misses low and away, ball three. No strikes, three balls to count to Kokubo. Former Fukuoka Daiei Hawk. Next pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Not a good pitch to swing at. Especially not 0-3. Takahashi swings the bat in the on-deck circle. The 1-3 pitch just misses. Ball four. That puts runners at the corners for the Giants. And Takashi Yoshinobu coming to the plate. So Takahashi now stands in, left-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher Shotsu on the mound. He takes inside for ball one. Takahashi has doubled, singled, and grounded out to first so far this game. Next pitch called strike one. Runners at the corners for the Giants. Two down. One run in so far this inning. Giants up 10-3. Next pitch fouled off to the right-hand side. Past first base coach. Takahashi's batting 305 on the season. 9 home runs, 20 RBIs. He spent some time on the DL after running into the outfield wall, making a play earlier this season. Next pitch, Takahashi sticks his bat out, pokes the ball up the third base side, just inside the third base bag. Nioka scores from third easily. Kokubo rounds second, heads to third before the throw. And Takahashi has his second double of the evening. Also his second RBI of the evening. Next up, Kiyohara. Kiyohara hitting a big 3-run home run there in the second inning, tying the ball game at the time. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. Second pitch, swung on and lifted deep to center. Kiyohara just throws the bat down, starts walking to first. Haita! Home run! Kiyohara, his second 3-run home run this game. That puts the Giants up 14-3. Kiyohara hits his 505th and 6th home run of his career this evening. Drives in 6 runs. And Abe comes to the plate. First pitch misses inside, ball one. Kiyohara has raised his average this evening to 274. Next pitch misses high, ball two. No strikes, 2 balls. Kiyohara 2-for-4 tonight with 2 home runs, 2 3-run home runs. Next pitch is lifted to the left side. Nakamura And Wada give chase, but that ball bounces in foul territory. Strike one. Kiyohara's home run to straightaway center. Well, just left of straightaway. But in that no man's zone where nobody sits. Pretty much all of the Japanese stadiums have a clear zone in straightaway center where nobody sits. I believe to prevent outfielders from distracting the batters. Next pitch misses low and away. Ball three. One strike, three balls the count. And the next offering, grounder to the right side. Second baseman has it, throws to Cabrera, and the side is retired. But not before Kiyohara hits yet another three-run home run, combined with Takahashi's timely single, or timely two-base, timely double. So the Giants score four runs in the inning. On two doubles, no, three doubles, and a home run. And now lead this one by a large margin, 14-3. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the seventh inning. Seibu's lucky seven. Hayashi now on the mound for the Giants. The Giants have a commanding 14-3 lead. Hayashi's first pitch to number 7 batter Okada misses high and away. Ball one. Next pitch misses low. Ball two. The Lions sending up Okada, Noda, and most likely a pinch hitter for the pitcher this inning. Next pitch misses high, ball three. No strikes, three balls the count. Hayashi coming out throwing balls. Not a good sign for the Giants. Next pitch down the middle, called strike one. Trailing 3-14, I don't think it would be wise to swing at no strikes, three balls. Next pitch up in the strike zone, swings and lifts the ball to straightaway center. Rhodes comes over, well in front of the warning track, makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up catcher Noda. Yano is now in the outfield for the Giants. Kawanaka stays in the game at short. Next pitch, or first pitch to Noda, is grounded up the middle. Nishi grabs the ball behind second base, throws to first, gets him. Nice play by Nishi. Two-way. So for the Giants, Kawanaka came in the game as a pinch hitter, stays in the game at shortstop. And Nioka comes out of the game Takanami comes up to pinch hit for the pitcher. He takes the first pitch for strike one. Next pitch is in the dirt. Ball one. 1-1 now the count. I'm still trying to get all of the Giants' changes. Yano took the place of Nioka in the lineup and is in right field. Next pitch, taken for a called strike two. 2-2 now the count. So since he's in right field, Takahashi came out. And that's where the pitching spot is. Takanami grounds the next pitch to the shortstop. Nioka deep in the hole, throws to first. Takanami head sliding into first. Safe as Kiyohara drops the ball. It looks like it would be an error. A good throw to first would have gotten him. Kiyohara not playing the one bound well. Well, he played it off his chest. Did a good job keeping it in front of him. Next up is top batter Kuriyama. Kuriyama led off the game with a double. Grounded out to second and struck out swinging. Takes first pitch for a called strike one here. Two down, runner at first base for the Lions here in the top of the seventh inning. Trailing this one 3-14. Next pitch misses outside, ball one. Giants scored 8 in the second, 5 in the sixth. Kiyohara being the big hitter. Two three-run home runs, along with Shimizu's grand slam. Next pitch misses outside, ball two. One strike, two balls. Hayashi delivers. Kuriyama swings and fouls the ball off to the left side. That evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, swung on and grounded to the right side. Nioka up with it. His only play is the first, in time. And the side is retired. Nishi makes a couple of great plays behind the second base bag to hold the Lions scoreless yet again. At the end of 6.5, the Giants continue to lead this one. 14-3. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Hoshino comes in to pitch the seventh inning for the Seibu Lions, the Lions' fourth pitcher of the evening. He'll be facing numbers 2, 3, and 4. No, numbers 8, 9, and 1 for the Giants. Nishi steps in and takes ball one for Hoshino's first pitch of this game. Next pitch called, strike one on the inside corner. Left-handed Hoshino throwing a curveball coming in on Nishi. Nishi backed out of it. Next pitch misses way outside, ball two. One strike, two balls the count. This game having gotten a bit out of hand. Giants leading it 14-3. Next pitch swung on and lifted up to the right-hand side and out of play. That evens the count at 2-2. Hoshino throwing 095 against left-handers, but Nishi is a right-hander and he's only throwing opposition is batting 483 against him. Right-handed opposition is. Primarily used to shut down left-handers. Nishi drills the next pitch up the middle past Hoshino's outstretched glove and into center field for a base hit. Hoshino didn't get his glove down in time. Not that that's an easy thing to do, being pitcher. I know I couldn't. I have very slow reflexes. No, don't ask me to do it. Pitcher is just a little too scary. I like the distance of first base myself. Next up, Kawanaka, who stayed in the game after pinch hitting in the sixth inning, batting .333, 1-for-3 on the season. And he's swinging at the first pitch, fouling it off. Next pitch called, strike two, in at the knees. The next pitch misses outside, ball one. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count to Kawanaka. Hoshino comes set, and the pitch swung on and fouled off to the third base side. Toward the third base dugout. Kawanaka just getting a little piece of that one. Just to stay alive. Keeping the count at two strikes, one ball. Runner at first base. Next pitch in the dirt. Ball two. 2-2. I invite you to send your comments to proyaku@japanesebaseball.com. If you have a comment on proyaku, I'd sure like to hear it. Or these broadcasts in general. Next pitch swung on and hit into foul territory along the left-hand side. Count remains 2-2. You can also call me up on Skype, internet telephony. My handle is Proyaki Live. Next pitch misses low and away, ball three. Full count. Kawanaka works the count full here after being down two strikes, one ball at one point. The next offering, swung on and hit to right field. Right fielder comes in, makes the catch, thinks about throwing back to first base, where Nishi had taken off from, but throws back to the cutoff man as Nishi gets back. We go back up to the top of the order in Shimizu. Shimizu hit that big grand slam home run that put the Giants up 7-3 in the second inning. Swings and misses for strike one here. And he hit a double to later score in the sixth inning. Next pitch, swung on and grounded to shortstop. Tosses to second for one. The relay to first, not in time. Shimizu gets up the line quickly. That'll bring up Yano. Yano came into the game defensively last inning. .17/41, .415 batting average on the year in limited time. Takes first pitch for ball one. Has two home runs and five RBIs in this limited time that he's seen. Takes the next pitch for a called strike one on the inside part of the plate. Good pitch by Hoshino. Yano is 6-for-7 with a runner at first base, .857 batting average. Next pitch misses inside, ball two. Versus Hoshino, he's 2-for-3. So everything seems to be going Yano's way here. Except he swings and misses at that pitch. 2-2. Versus Cebu, Yano is 8-for-11, a .727 batting average. Next pitch swung on and hit foul past the third base coach. Nakamura gave chase a little bit to it. Gee, with Yano doing this well, why wasn't he in the starting lineup? Next pitch, swung on and grounded to Nakamura at third base. Nakamura runs in, throws to first, high, safe! Yano beats the throw to first. Nakamura was playing back. It was a weak grounder to third base. Nakamura had to run in. And by the time he got to the ball and threw to first, it was not in time. An infield base hit by Yano. Giants stay alive. Two-out rally going. And next up is Tuffy Rhodes. Struck out, singled, homered, and grounded out to second. He's swinging at the first pitch for strike one. Rhodes needs one more home run to reach the 350 plateau. The next pitch misses high and away, ball one, 1-1. We've got runners at first and second, two down here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Rhodes has 16 home runs so far on the season. Home plate umpire says Rhodes failed to check his swing on a ball in the dirt outside. Rhodes walks around a little bit, a little disappointed by the call, but he accepts it. This is Rhodes' 1,277th game. Next pitch, swung on a miss, strike three. Second time Rhodes goes down swinging this game. And that retires the Giants' threat here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Nonetheless, after seven complete, the Giants lead this one by a score of 14 to 3. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the eighth inning. The Giants leading this one by a whopping 14-3. Home run being the play of the game. Seibu scored all three of their runs on a pair of home runs. Hayashi on the mound for the Giants. His first pitch to number two batter Takagi, leading off this inning, is a called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Next pitch misses high and tight, knocking Takagi down. 1-1. Takagi has grounded out to the pitcher, grounded out to first, and singled to left so far this game. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the left side, then out of play. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. Takagi in his 11th year as a professional. 32 years old. The next offering, in the dirt. Outside, ball two. Takagi checks his swing, but Abe doesn't even bother to ask the third base umpire. Very nice of him. The next pitch, swung on and grounded to the right side. Kiyohara has the ball. Takes the ball to the bag himself and just beats Takagi to the bag. That's the first out of the inning. And that'll bring up Okawari Nakamura. Nakamura hoping for seconds in home runs, as he hit a two-run home run in the top of the first inning to start the scoring for the Lions. First pitch, called strike one on the inside corner. Nakamura has hit multiple home runs in three games, which was part of what earned his nickname Okawari. Next pitch misses in the dirt, ball one. 1-1 the count. And, of course, Nakamura likes calling for seconds, thereby getting him a bit of a round build. Next pitch misses inside, ball two. One strike, two balls to count. Next pitch, swung on and hit deep to left field, but not deep enough. Left fielder comes in. Yano is in left now, isn't he? Oh no, Shimizu is still in left. Shimizu comes in a couple of steps, makes a catch for out number two. That'll bring up Cabrera. Alex hit a home run, his first at bat, a solo shot, to make it back-to-back home runs with Nakamura to put the Lions up 3-1 at the time, or 3-0 at the time. First pitch misses high, ball one. Second offering, swung on and grounded to the left side and threw into left field for a base hit. That's Cabrera's second hit of the game. And that'll bring up left fielder Wada. What a home run threat. Really came through in the playoffs last year. He swings at the first pitch and fouls it off and out of play behind the plate. He's got two hits on the night so far. Both singles. Batting 283 with 10 home runs and 30 RBIs. Takes the next pitch for ball one. Yesterday, after Cabrera was hit by a pitch, Wada followed that with a two-run home run. Wada fouls the next pitch off his own leg. Strike two. He looks okay. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three. Outside pitch, and that retires the Lions here in the eighth inning. Lions only have one more chance at this one and trail by 11, 14-3. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Mori comes in to pitch the eighth inning for the Cebu Lions. Down 14-3 at the time. He'll be the fifth pitcher for the Cebu Lions this evening. This game started at 5 o'clock. As the Giants are trying to go for a little more of a family-friendly atmosphere on Sundays at Tokyo Dome. Not quite committing to day games, but at least a twilight game to help make it easier for families to watch the whole game and still get home in time for bed. Of course, it's almost my children's bedtime, which is 8 o'clock. The big hero of this game is Kiyohara, who's hit 2 3-run home runs, driving in 6 with those 2 homers. Shimizu also a grand slam. Mori's first pitch to Kokubo is taken outside for ball 1. Here in the bottom of the 8th inning, Giants leading 14-3. The second offering to Kokubo misses down low. Ball 2. Kokubo has walked twice, had a base hit, and popped out to first. Next pitch, swung on and lined through the left side and into left field. Base hit. So the Giants have their leadoff runner aboard here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Kokubo's second hit, and he'll come out for a pinch runner. And we've got a pinch hitter, Horita, for the pitcher. This is Takahashi's spot in the order. The pitcher came in a couple innings ago in this spot. Now Horita pinch hitting for the pitcher here at the number 5 spot. And he takes first pitch low for ball 1. Mori, his 9th year as a pitcher. Horita swings and fouls the next pitch off and back to the backstop. Over the last 5 games, Mori has not given up an earned run in almost 5 innings of work. Next pitch misses inside and high, ball 2. 1 strike, 2 balls the count. The 1 strike, 2 ball pitch. Swung on and grounded to the left side. A small chopper, but that ball goes foul where Noda picks it up. That evens the count at 2-2. Horita is in his 9th year, but he really hasn't had much Ichigun experience, as the Giants have way too much talent for them to get very many of their other players into games. Giants, of course, buying off talent from all the other clubs, bringing in free agents from everywhere. Next pitch, swung on and grounded up the middle, base hit. A single up the middle for pinch hitter Horita. And that brings Kiyohara up for the 3rd time this game with 2 runners on. The previous 2 times, Kiyohara has come through with a home run. Somewhere in the world, Actually, this is the fourth time he's come up with two runners on. The second time he flew out to left. Takes first pitch up high for ball one. Kiyohara has homered, flied to left, lined to first, or flied to first, rather. And hit another three-run home run. He swings and misses at the next pitch. 1-1. He's risen his average to 204 on the season with 14 home runs and 34 RBIs. Has seen limited play, but has been in there every day lately. Next pitch swung on and lined into left field. Base hit. Third base coach is sending the runner home. The throw is in time, but the umpire calls him safe. Kuroda safe at home. Umpire says that he went around the tag. Another RBI for Kiyohara, his seventh of the evening. Kuroda was the pinch runner for Kokubo, who had come in after Kokubo singled. And it looks like we'll have a pinch runner for Kiyohara as well after he hits his seventh RBI of the game. And that brings up Abe. Horita goes to third on the play. And Abe drills the ball up the first base line and into the corner. One run in. And Abe has a double. One run double. Pinch runner for Kiyohara holding at third base. Mori can't get an out. We've seen this before. Giants now up 16-3 in this one. Runners at second and third. Nishi coming to the plate. Nishi is 2-for-4 on the evening. Pair of singles. Ground out to third and a strikeout swinging. First pitch taken on the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. Mori comes set. Second pitch, swung on, fouled off to the right side, out of play. Two quick strikes on Nishi. Giants dominating this one, 16 runs on 20 hits so far. Eto is the pinch runner for Kiyohara. Oh, no wonder he stopped at third. Eto is not fast. Nishi lifts the next pitch to shallow right field. Second baseman makes the call. Right fielder runs into him as he makes the catch. They both fall down. Eto touches up on third, thinks about going as the infielder falls down in a position which is hard to throw. but decides to hold the third base. One out. That brings up Kawanaka, who came in as a pinch hitter and stayed in the game at shortstop. Kawanaki has flied out to short and flied out to right so far in his two at-bats. Takes first pitch inside, backing out just in the nick of time so as not to be hit on the shin. Kawanaka is 1-for-4 on the season. Two of those tonight. And he swings and lines the ball to right field, and that ball clears the fence! Home run! The Giants get another 3-run home run tonight. Nakanishi, his first home run of the year. Driving in pinch runner Eto and Abe. Giants now take a 19-3 lead. And show no signs of stopping. That ball just cleared the fence. Just about a meter fair of the foul pole and right. But a home run is a home run. And the Giants have a ton of them tonight. First pitch to Shimizu at the top of the order. As he hits for the sixth time today, is taken for a called strike one. Next pitch, swung on and missed in the dirt. Strike two. Shimizu batting .297 on the year, 9 home runs and 30 RBIs, and he swings and misses at the next pitch. Three pitches, three strikes by Mori. That's the second out of the inning. And up comes Yano for the second time this game. He came in defensively in the seventh inning. And he takes low and away for ball one. Yano batting .429, 18-for-42 on the year, 2 home runs and 5 RBIs. He's really made the most of his limited appearances. He swings and grounds the ball third base. The throw to first is in plenty of time, and the side is retired. But not before the Giants score another 5 here in the 8th inning. Taking a commanding 19-3 lead going to the last inning. Welcome back to Tokyo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Won't tell you it's an exciting game, other than we've seen a lot of Hanabi. What's Hanabi in English? Fireworks. This game. Home runs left and right here. Most of them by the Giants. Date comes in to be the Giants' third pitcher of the evening. He was just brought up by the Giants earlier today from the farm team. He'll be facing numbers 6, 7, and 8 Lions, Nakajima, Okada, and Noda. As the Lions try to do something to make this game somewhat respectable. Date's first pitch is inside, but Nakajima fails to hold up. Swinging, half swing. Strike one. The next offering swung on and fouled off past the third base coach. Strike two. Date returns to the mound. Looks in for a sign, and he's throwing from the stretch. Comes set. Catcher sets up outside. Date throws over the outside part of the plate. Nakajima swings, lifting the ball to right field. The right fielder comes in, makes the catch for out number one. And we just passed the 3-hour mark in this game. This game's starting at 5 o'clock this evening. It's now 8 o'clock, Japan Standard Time. This is Date's third game. He's got a 15.75 ERA. No wins, no losses, no saves. Next up is Okada. He takes first pitch low inside. Ball one. Okada 0 for 3 so far this game. The second offering by Date misses outside. Ball 2. And the third offering swung on and lined to second base, shortstop grabs the ball on a hop, throws to first in time. One out. I don't recognize any of the Giants in the field now. Let's see. Still not sure who that was. So with two down, Fernandez comes up to hit for the catcher Noda. Or actually, defensively, Tejada came in last inning. And Fernandez is now pinch hitting for Tejada. And he fouls the first pitch off to the left side. Next pitch called strike two. Next pitch just misses outside. Fernandez got lucky. He got an umpire who likes to call a ball after two strikes. Because that was awful close. Next pitch, misses low and away, ball two, evening the count at two and two. Actually, Abe had part to do with that because Abe set up outside, but Date threw, looked over the outside part of the plate to me. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and lined to left center. That ball in one bound hits the fence. Center fielder grabs the ball barehanded, throws the ball back to second. Fernandez slides in front of the throw. Safe. So a double by Fernandez keeps the Lions alive here in the ninth inning, trailing 19-3. And we have pinch hitter Oshima. He swings at the first pitch. Strike one. Date's second delivery called strike two on the inside corner. Date ahead of the count here. Next pitch just misses outside. Another good pitch by Date. Umpire called it ball one. The 2-strike, 1-ball pitch, swung on, lifted to center field. Center fielder comes in, makes the catch for out number 3, and this game is over. I'm sure the Lions appreciate the awadiness, endness? That didn't work in English, does it? So the totals for the game. The Yomiuri Giants, 19 runs. Cebu Lions, 3 runs. 19 runs on 21 hits. No errors for the Giants. 3 runs on 8 hits. No errors for the Lions. Even though I counted an error in there earlier. An error by the Giants and an error by Cebu. Nakamura dropped a foul ball. Nonetheless, thank you much for joining me here this evening at Tokyo Dome. I hope you can tune in again next week for Pro Yaki Live. Until then, this is Michael Westbase signing off.